espacio. Tu música. Tu voz. Ambocolo Radio, 91.1 FM. Chicago's Urban Alternative.
We're speaking to Marisa Arres. She's the first deputy of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Rights. Thank you for being here. Gracias por estar aquí. And I also want to get into the Family Day vibe. And before we dive into, you know, some of the activations and activities that are happening here at MCA in its final, you know, the final of the season, I want to know who you were as a child. Who was Marisa as a child?
I was that child that was always like reading. So I loved the Harry Potter books. So I was always watching those. And
have you been to that exhibit that's happening here in Michigan?
No, I really want to. I think we're going to try to do that today.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I was always reading, constantly asking questions. My mom was telling me that by like 1.5, 2, I was having full sentences and conversations with people. So she's like, you were just so curious all the time, like wanting to know what was going on, why something was happening.
You were that curious kid. I think all of us are very curious,
yeah.
You know, as children. And what does exactly like the first deputy do? What's the role of the first deputy of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Rights?
So it's a little bit of everything, I'd like to say. No 2 days are the same for me. So I can have a day where I'm in community like this, where I get to have fun stuff, go to the museums, really interact with people, which is incredible. And then I have days where I just have a ton of meetings where I'm working on an event that we're putting together, which is for National Immigrant Heritage Month that's coming up in June. So we're working on some stuff for that as well. And so it's just kind of like a mixture, but it's really building bridges between people is what I like to say.
That is
like
so cool.
Connecting people to resources.
What did you dream of growing up? Do you remember?
Yes. I always thought that I wanted to dream of being like a lawyer for some reason.
Oh, wow.
I'm first generation. And so my parents drilled that into mine and my sister's head, right? Like, you need to have a lawyer and a doctor in the family, and like you need to be that. And so for me growing up, I was like, okay, yeah, that's gonna be me.
Did you go to law school?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did not. That was, I realized very quickly that was not for me. I was like,
yeah.
I want to help people, but I don't know how.
Right.
And so slowly I just started volunteering for different things. I volunteered for Mujeres Latinas en Acción,
oh my God, yeah.
Their immigration workshops, and I was like, you can help people in different ways. You don't need to be a lawyer
exactly.
to be able to support communities and just support one another. Right?
But you always knew you wanted to help people.
Yeah.
The community. You were saying that you're a first generation. Tell me a little bit about your family, your roots.
I like to say I have a very Chicago experience. So both of my parents were born in Mexico, in Cuernavaca and Morelia, and then they came when they were very young, so they grew up here. And then I was born and raised here. We kind of moved around the city because of, you know, gentrification
right.
In Bucktown. But we ended up relocating to the west side, so in Austin, and it's a very, like, Chicago's a very segregated area,
city, yes.
right? But it's a very Chicago experience because you really see community pulled together. And I was just having this funny conversation with someone who was like, you're Puerto Rican. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm Mexican, I swear. It was just because I grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood that, like, for Christmas, we have arroz con gandules
yeah.
every Christmas. You
I'm
know
so
what
glad
I mean?
You bring that up because I feel that living in Chicago, you have a little bit of, like, the experiences of other cultures.
Right.
And that just makes you so, like, international in a way, you know, like very multicultural.
Right.
So I think all of us that live here in Chicago grab a little bit of like even our accents, you know. Sometimes I end up like speaking other types of Espanol, you know,
right.
like Puerto Rican or Chilean.
Different words.
Yes, different words. So that's really cool. And today we're celebrating sports, music, culture. I want to know, do you have a favorite sport? Do you like sports growing up?
I tried a little bit of everything
okay.
when I was growing up, too. I did gymnastics. I did soccer. I did baseball, well, softball for a little bit. So I never really stuck to anything. I wasn't, like, a huge sports person. But growing up, what I would watch would be American football with my family because my brother was in a football team. And so that was just kind of, like, the way we would reconnect on Sundays together.
That is so cool because earlier we were talking to Manuel of MCA about how, you know, in Chicago we have a big culture of sports,
mm-hmm.
but also as like, you know, sometimes we don't relate or intersect sports, el deporte with art. But it's always been there, right?
Right.
There's always
right.
that union and that unity that comes with like playing sports as part of the community or your family. And that just brings people together. And that's what's happening today, you know? Like, we never see that, but I feel like that's always been there. And that's also part of, like, the spirit of Chicago.
No, 100%. And I think even now, you see it more now than I think growing yep. up, but you see the collaboration with the jerseys that are coming out with different artists, right? Then they're having heritage nights now. So you're really seeing a lot more influence of culture in sports, which I think is beautiful.
No, that is so beautiful. In terms of the Office of Refugee Rights, Immigrants and Refugee Rights, what's happening? Tell me a little bit about what's happening today here at MCA.
So we were participating with the Mexican consulate for their Mexico Week. So we did their kickoff opening ceremony to really show how beautiful Mexican culture is in the city of Chicago. So we wanted to really sponsor this event, co-sponsor with MCA to just amplify the work that's being done here, let people know that this event was going on, and just try to make it more accessible for families.
And I know the Mexican consulate has an activity upstairs on the fourth floor, yes. La
Lotería,
which is a big part of Mexican culture. And I was reading, actually, hopefully we'll have someone from the Mexican consulate later, but I was reading a little bit about the history of La Lotería, and that's just also intersecting, you know, culture coming from Spain and then traveling to Las Americas. So it's also how did we get to the Lotería, you know? Now it's just so a big part. And I've seen also like the La Lotería cards kind of like having its own
changing
yes. throughout the cities, because here in Chicago I'm pretty sure we have a Lotería where it has, you know, like, I don't know, it could be like the, I guess, the symbols that they use in the Lotería cards with like Chicago, you know, iconic yes. things that represent Chicago.
So. And you've even seen it with like Millennial Lotería when they updated it too.
There's so many Loterías now. But I just also love, I don't know, for me growing up, I feel like our families played a lot of Lotería. That was a big part of like our culture. So I remember, but I think it also like calling out the cards, you know, or like the symbol, it was so funny, you know.
It's also, I think, the best way to improve your Spanish when you have all of your family yelling at you, no, you're pronouncing it wrong, or no, that's not how you say it.
Totally. So, yeah. But thank you for being here again, Marisa, and we're going to continue having more activities throughout the day as part of Family Day. So stay tuned. We're here upstairs on the third floor in the balcony having some conversations with some of the people participating here at Family Day. Any last words that you want to share? Where can people find the Office of Immigrant and Refugee Rights?
Yeah, so if people, again, that website is shy.gov/knowyourrights to be able to access those Know Your Rights resources in 7 different languages. There's also some palm cards on there. We're constantly updating it. But if you also want to go on Instagram or LinkedIn and follow our, it's Chicago's IMR, which is Immigrant, Migrant, Refugee Rights, our accounts. We're constantly posting activities, but also a lot of useful information. Again, our main kind of priority is just making sure that families have all of the resources and all of the knowledge that they need to make their best informed decisions.
Okay, great. Well, muchísimas gracias por estar aquí.